Today is June 15th, 2026. This is your AI briefing from Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover the U.S. government's emergency suspension of Anthropic's two flagship models and the sovereign access risk it permanently embeds into enterprise AI procurement, alongside a wave of Chinese open-source frontier releases that are compressing the capability premium, justifying closed-source API contracts. 3 days ago, at 5:21 p.m. Eastern on June 12th, the Commerce Department handed Anthropic a directive signed by Secretary Howard Lutnick, shut down Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for all foreign nationals globally, including Anthropic's own non-citizen employees, effective immediately. Anthropic complied within approximately 3 hours, disabling both models for all customers, not just the foreign nationals the directive named. That compliance window is the operative data point. Under 3 hours, no customer notice, no contractual recourse. Standard SLA frameworks almost certainly treat government-directed suspension as force majeure, which means enterprise buyers had zero protection. The triggering event, per reporting from The Information and The Wall Street Journal, was a jailbreak demonstration shown to government officials. Anthropic publicly disputed this, characterizing the vulnerabilities as a small number of previously known minor issues discoverable via other models, including OpenAI's GPT-5.5, without any jailbreak required. That counterargument is analytically significant because Anthropic's own system card, page 233, claims Claude Opus is 5 to 10 times more robust against prompt injection than comparable GPT or Gemini series models. The regulatory action, in other words, targeted the most technically hardened frontier model while leaving materially less secure alternatives in full operation. That inversion is not trivial. It creates a perverse incentive structure where public safety transparency and aggressive capability marketing increase regulatory vulnerability rather than earn regulatory goodwill. Building on that, consider the competitive geometry. OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and Meta faced zero immediate operational impact. Anthropic held approximately 15 to 20% of enterprise API market share behind OpenAI's roughly 40% as of last year. Its competitive moat rested on three pillars: frontier capability, safety reputation enabling enterprise trust, and U.S. government alignment as a differentiator from Chinese alternatives. The June 12th action structurally erodes all three simultaneously. With Anthropic's annualized revenue reported at $47 billion and valuation ascending from $61.5 billion in March 2025 to $965 billion in May 2026, a 15.7 times increase in approximately 14 months, the IPO trajectory now carries three compounding impairments: mandatory disclosure of national security supply chain risk, revenue uncertainty from suspended flagship models, and an ongoing Department of Defense supply chain risk litigation with 12 to 24-month resolution timelines. The broader pattern here reaches into workforce composition at every U.S. frontier lab. The directive scope implicates the H-1B and EB-1 visa population, which represents a substantial fraction of senior technical talent at Anthropic, OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and Meta AI. Prominent researchers, Andre Karpathy, who holds non-U.S. citizenship among them, are legally prohibited from accessing models they help build under the directive's terms. A talent migration scenario where even 10 to 15% of affected non-citizen researchers evaluate employment in non-ear-exposed jurisdictions, Canada, the UK, France, the UAE, would represent a measurable setback to U.S. AI capability development at the precise moment of peak competitive intensity with Chinese labs. There is also an Amazon dimension that demands board-level scrutiny. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy reportedly raised concerns to Trump administration officials, per The Information, while Amazon is simultaneously Anthropic's largest investor, committed up to $4 billion per public filings, and its primary cloud infrastructure vendor through AWS Bedrock. Whether this reflects genuine security concern, competitive maneuvering, or liability management is analytically indeterminate, but the structural conflict is real. The closest historical parallel is the 1990s U.S. cryptography export control battles, where the government sought to restrict commercial deployment of strong encryption software before ultimately capitulating to commercial and civil liberties pressure. As with cryptography, the regulatory architecture being tested applies physical goods export control doctrine to software artifacts, whose distribution cannot be practically controlled once any open-weight equivalent achieves comparable capability. The crypto war is resolved in favor of commercial deployment within approximately 4 years. The AI analog is likely faster given geopolitical competitive pressure, but the interim period of regulatory uncertainty is the operative investment risk.
And into that uncertainty steps a very specific competitive dynamic. This week alone, four frontier-scale models from Chinese open-source laboratories arrived on the leaderboards. Kimi K 2.7 from Moonshot AI at 1 trillion parameters, 32 billion active via mixture of experts architecture. Minimax M3 at 427 billion parameters, currently leading the open-source leaderboard per artificial analysis rankings. Nexen 2 Pro at 397 billion parameters on a QN 3.5 base, and ZAI's GLM 5.2. Collectively, these benchmark within 5-10% of GPT 5.5 and Claude Opus 4.8 on agentic encoding tasks, at what analysts estimate as 5-10% of frontier API costs. The cost arbitrage framing is direct. Enterprises currently paying $15 to $30 per million tokens for closed-source frontier APIs now have a credible 18-month pathway to equivalent performance at $2 to $5 per million tokens via self-hosted open-source alternatives. Xiaomi's Memo Code, for instance, carries output pricing at $3 per million tokens for the Pro version versus a reported $30 per million for GPT 5.5, a differential representing $2.7 to $4.7 million in annual savings per 100 million output tokens. Those are Xiaomi's own benchmarks and require independent validation before driving procurement decisions, but the directional pressure is real. More importantly, open-weight models released under Apache 2.0 licenses cannot be subjected to the same government kill-switch mechanism that took down Fable 5. Enterprise architects who watched the shutdown now have a documented, concrete scenario anchoring what was previously a theoretical sovereign access risk. Historical precedent from cloud provider outages suggests 15 to 25% of affected enterprise customers will accelerate migration rather than wait for restoration, particularly those with SLA-sensitive workflows. Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and AWS Bedrock are the primary near-term beneficiaries. The 60 to 90-day competitive displacement window is open now. Looking at the landscape, this mirrors the rise of Linux against proprietary Unix in the late 1990s, with a critical difference. The Chinese open-source labs releasing Apache 2.0 models are not motivated by developer community idealism, but by deliberate market penetration strategy. The same pricing pattern observed from DeepSeek, Alibaba Qwen, Minimax, and Moonshot reflects, as one analysis frames it, a coordinated market penetration approach creating sustained pricing pressure on Western AI providers. The 3-5-year timeline for Linux to achieve enterprise mainstream adoption has compressed to 18 to 24 months in the AI context, given the absence of hardware dependencies and the acceleration of capability benchmarks. Turning to capital markets, two concurrent signals are pulling in contradictory directions. Goldman Sachs projects AI infrastructure CapEx reaching $920 billion in 2026 and $1.1 to $1.4 trillion in 2027, with 24 times token consumption growth projected through 2030. These figures structurally validate the long-term infrastructure investment thesis. Against that, a Citadel Securities token expenditure index has been widely read as signaling total AI demand collapse, and that reading is methodologically wrong. The index measures weighted average price per million tokens across third-party token routing platforms exclusively. It has, as one analysis puts it directly, zero visibility into direct lab-to-enterprise relationships, which represent the vast majority of token expenditure by volume. The RAMP Enterprise Spending Index provides the corrective data point. Median enterprise AI spend sits at $11.38 per employee per month in mid-2025, with the top 10% spending $610 per employee per month and the top 1% spending approximately $75,000 per employee annually. The bubble narrative generalizes top 1% budget management behavior to characterize the entire market. The divergence between the sentiment read and the structural data is the opportunity for strategically positioned actors. The SpaceX IPO, opening at a reported $2.3 trillion valuation, making it the seventh most valuable publicly traded entity globally, provides an adjacent pricing template, though critically distinct from AI foundation model comparables. SpaceX reported $18.7 billion in revenue and a $5 billion loss in 2025 following its merger with xAI. At a $2.3 trillion valuation against $18 billion in 2025 revenue, that implies approximately 128 times price to sales, a multiple that creates meaningful contagion risk for AI sector valuations broadly if post-IPO performance disappoints. On the infrastructure side, Oracle's Q4 results signal that capital intensity is accelerating faster than revenue conversion, $16.5 billion in quarterly CapEx, $55.7 billion annualized, against plans to raise this above $70 billion in fiscal 2026 with $117 billion in total debt. The 11% after-hours decline on 21% revenue growth is an early warning indicator of the refinancing risk pattern across the sector if model monetization timelines extend. Finally, the geopolitical architecture is crystallizing into three distinct poles. U.S. hyperscalers maintaining frontier model leadership under increasing regulatory friction. Chinese open-source laboratories achieving capability parity and distributing globally under Apache 2.0 licenses while operating under closed domestic governance. With Beijing now barring AI founders from leaving the country following Western acquisitions and seizing passports from key researchers at private firms. And sovereign-neutral infrastructure concentrations in the Middle East, where ADIA, PIF, and QIA have committed reported $100 billion-plus in AI infrastructure, creating alternative compute supply chains and model access frameworks. For multinational enterprises, this requires parallel vendor relationships across at least two of those three poles, adding an estimated 15 to 20% AI vendor management overhead while reducing sovereign access risk by 40 to 60%. Any procurement officer in Brussels, Tokyo, or Sao Paulo who watched the Fable 5 shutdown now has a defensible argument for sovereign AI hedging, EU model preference, or cautious experimentation with Chinese open-weight alternatives. The reliable Western provider narrative that has been a core U.S. competitive positioning argument has been materially undermined in ways that a rapid policy reversal cannot fully restore. This fragmentation dynamic mirrors the post-Snowden period in cloud computing, when European enterprises accelerated domestic cloud investment and data sovereignty infrastructure within a 3 to 5 year horizon. The AI analog is compressed. The Fable 5 suspension is a single, immediately visible event with concrete operational consequences, suggesting the sovereign AI investment response materializes on a 12 to 24 month timeline. Thesis update for today. The June 12th Fable 5 suspension is not a one-off compliance incident. It is the founding precedent event for a new vendor risk category that did not exist 72 hours ago. Enterprise procurement frameworks must now price sovereign access risk alongside performance, cost, and integration complexity. The near-term beneficiaries are hyperscaler cloud integrators, open-weight model deployments, and sovereign AI infrastructure investors. The structural losers are closed-source API providers operating in jurisdictions where the regulatory architecture now permits sub-3-hour model suspension with no customer recourse. Goldman's $920 billion CapEx projection validates the infrastructure thesis. The Citadel Index misread creates a temporary sentiment divergence. The Chinese open-source acceleration is not a coincidental backdrop. It is the strategic consequence the export control action was ostensibly designed to prevent. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.